어떻게 가든 쇼나시래 지시입니다. 내 동안 스타티 딱 영수 삼도시 단시 와 가시나 기지 기지기 직방인 비실 미탁발에서 수스거스나 랑당 랑게 본보디 추진 대로 사제 아니 미탁발에서 가르세나 기지 기지기 직방인 비실 미탁발에서 세시다 디다 추진디 랑 하나 랑게 본보디 삼도 단시 와 계십니다. 설마.
So, going back to what we have been discussing on the impermanence. So, essentially, the real meaning of impermanence is momentary disintegration. So, because compounded phenomena, composed phenomena, because they undergo change in each and every single moment. And, therefore, they are impermanent. And we should apply this understanding of impermanence to our body and minds by understanding how our body and minds undergo momentary disintegration. So by looking at how we ourselves and our body and mind are undergoing change in every single moment, and because of that, you know, therefore, we ourselves and our body and mind are impermanent. And then going back to what I brought up in the first lesson, You know the statement which says, because it is impermanent, therefore it is in the nature of suffering. So we ourselves and our body and minds are impermanent. They undergo momentary disintegration. And we and our body and mind undergo momentary disintegration without a choice. Yeah, they are helplessly and powerlessly undergoing momentary disintegration because these are products, or results of our karma and afflictions. Yeah, because of our karma and afflictions, therefore we and our body and minds undergo momentary disintegration. And because we ourselves and our bodies and minds undergo momentary disintegration due to the power of our karma and afflictions, therefore, they are in the nature of suffering.
Dungawa yinpe shir dhagme pare, seda tsar dhagme pare, seda samla tangtang dhagme dha yungo re. Dungawa yinpe shir dhagme seda la ta dhagdang, seda kansa ranyi dang, ranyi pungpo dini, dungawa yinpe shir dhagme seda la. Di kare suwa re seda taki shuwa na shing re, ko dungawa yinpa di le dang nyummo ki shangwa na tena shungde be shu jin zang dungawa re se. Cha zang, Let on Yimon ten a joint, let on Yimon shink a toki choins on that Rango a dark city, Tawny Yamare, says that Dame said, Dunga is the Dame of Samotanda and Tosumtua. Dunga said the Casino, let on Yimon toki choins. Tinzang, that shink a toki choins on, and Tijala, Rango to Chumas, Tawny Yamare, that Rango to Chum, dark city, Tawny Yamare, Tuxinta.
So because it is impermanent, it is in the nature of suffering. Because it is in the nature of suffering, it is selfless. So we ourselves in our aggregates, our body and mind complex, undergo momentary change and therefore they are impermanent and they undergo momentary change due to the control, the power of our karma and afflictions, and as such, it is in the nature of suffering. Then, what is the link then between this and selfless? So it is said, yeah, because it is in the nature of suffering, therefore, it is selfless. So there are a few ways to look at this. A few ways of interpreting the relationship and the meaning between these two. Yeah. One is this. So earlier we have said that our aggregates, our body and mind, and we ourselves are in the nature of suffering because we are the products and we are under the control of our karma and afflictions, right? So our body and minds and we ourselves are under the control or the influence of something else. Yeah. Something else, yeah. So and because of that, so we could say that we ourselves and the body and mind are empty of independent kind of self. So we are in the nature of suffering, and our body and mind complex, our aggregates are in the nature of suffering. They are in the nature of suffering because they are under the control of karma and afflictions, which means they are under the control of something other than themselves, right? As such, there cannot be an independent self. So the reason of the aggregates and ourselves being in the nature of suffering, it is a reason to establish that, therefore, that our body and mind, for example, are selfless, and establish that the self does not exist independently. So this discussion and what we have in those related discussions in the past are meant mainly for those who have been around for a while, and those, especially those of you who have studied some of the previous modules, such as tenets and so forth. Yeah, so not so much for the new people. Yeah, it's more mainly for those who have done some earlier study. Yeah, so for them to think about. Yeah, something for them to think about. Yeah, so you know. Yeah, so I think it's really important to think about this. Yeah, you know, basically back to the basic statement. You know, because it is impermanent, therefore it's in the nature of suffering. And because it is in the nature of suffering, it is selfless. So, I mean, this is basically just to give you an idea of how, you know, what one can contemplate on, you know, when, you know, we look at these three basic statements, and trying to find the relationship between each of those, to help you establish how the former is the reason for establishing the latter. So all compose the phenomena such as our body and mind, and they are impermanent because they undergo momentary change. And our body and mind, our complex, our aggregates, we are in the nature of suffering. Our body and minds are in the nature of suffering because they are under the control of our karma and afflictions. So as such, you know, it's not reasonable to have very strong grasping and an attachment, you know, to one's body and mind because they are in the nature of suffering. So that is another way of explaining how it is selfless because it is in the nature of suffering. So I've given you two interpretations or two ways of looking at the relationship between in the nature of suffering and selfless. Yeah. So keep in mind these two.
Oh, 단단히 못해. 미다바 임베세 동아와래 동아 임베세 다음에 세. 다 뒤인장 다 뒤에 삼로 당시 다 차당 거야시 다 단단히 못한 못해. 그러니까 차당 충로 당시 다 단단히 못인데 말해. 차당 충로 당시 아니 삼로 시와서야시 다 공부 당보로 못인데 배이 말해.
You know, because this is by thinking of how, because it is impermanent, it is therefore it is in the nature of suffering, and because it is in the nature of suffering, it is selfless. So by thinking about these things, you know, it's kind of like taking a first step, you know, in working and dealing and reducing our anger and attachment.
哦，都是，他等到让这个柠檬成熟，当然，但蜜大把是什么东西？我那些蜜大把让心什么也不会当头呢，柠檬让心成熟出来，天顶都到南面的天，什么也不会当头呢，柠檬让心成熟出来，那偏到心不愿意把它切到蜜大冬啊，当面晒的也不会什么当头呢，他偏透过月光让心里让这个柠檬成熟出来了，让这个柠檬其实成熟这个让它什么希望有。
So by thinking of our own impermanence and the impermanence of our body and mind, if we understand this well, naturally our afflictions will decrease. And on top of that, if we can contemplate on how we and our body and minds are in the nature of suffering, and of course, that helps also very much in reducing our afflictions. And on top of that, of course, that if we can reflect well on the meaning of selflessness, then of course, then it goes without saying that then the afflictions will also naturally decline. And of course, we will experience more peace and happiness when our afflictions are weaker.
어떤데 어떠시니? 다 대실미다 레동하우스 또 동아리네 땅매스 다또 대실미다 봐 임베세 동아 동아 임베세 다음에 봐 임서 어떤데 있다 또다니 다랑라 다 차당 수천부 개별 갑라야 롱디마 교실 삼마다야 그와 아니 지금 원해 지금 학벌도 아니 지금 다 체들으시면 신자기 아니 지금 쉬우 아니 지금 네게 나와 철대배 갑라야 다 대차신을 두고 요래 哦，提高了呀，没得，这些没得，来动了，身体上什么事当呀？啊，学什么都别搞了呀，这些没得来动了，身体，起码觉察到了什么当呀？读书吧，那个去什么去学什么学别搞了，提偏多些了，什么学些样去，这个中间差别小，我们都别搞了，提嘛呀，偏多些，是吧？这样子，这个的这些没得来动了，身体的，读书没得。
So if we can remember these three lines and then reflect on it, you'll be helpful, especially at times when our minds are distracted or when our minds are disturbed. So if we can remember and think about the lines, because of impermanence, it is in the nature of suffering, and because it is in the nature of suffering, it is selfless, yeah. So this is a method to work with our afflictions, yeah. So afflictions arise, can arise when things are going well. And when things are going well, we have this idea that, everything is going well and it's fine, And that is a situation whereby, whereby strong attachment arises, yeah. Especially, this complete preoccupation with the happiness of this life alone. Yeah. So at such a time, in order to counteract, this attachment, then we could reflect on these three things. On the other hand, well, likewise, when we are disturbed, when the mind is depressed or unhappy, we could also think about these three things.
Oh, that's all. Just that, that's all the joy. Don't buy any. Namshad, ready? Don't buy any. Namshad, go make a cup of tea. 이나 단다 디데오디 레라 쇼지레 로 고치 먼저 거인나 지 셴레라레 고로 미다베라시 동아베라시 로 어떡신 디토노 소마다 아니 시라 레라이 바레 로 고티네 쪼투나 편도 용하시 담아진 차단 개베 갑나 딘데 섬도 당시에다 공바 탕보 딘데 개도 인사레 로 왔다 다 장주스네 가보레 동만이가 다 가보레 이나다 딘데 타나 딘데 섬도 나 원해시
Of course, the best antidote to the afflictions is to meditate on emptiness, selflessness. But that is out of reach for us. It's quite impossible. And of course, there is bodhicitta as well. But that is also really difficult. But what is within our reach and what is highly plausible is to think about how we ourselves in our bodies and mind are in the nature of, by nature impermanent, and they're in the nature of suffering. This is highly accessible. I mean, within our reach, something that we can understand much easier and easier for us to put in practice. And so this is the step that we must take, the first step, rather than, thinking about some of those, emptiness or bodhicitta.
Okay, the lovely nana chikto, the dushi tamjig nane, and in metabo dushi body choking, says that the one the lovely color tito, metabo dushi body. The metabo dushi body said the rang in metabo in dushi body, the dushi tamjig nana chore, says you.
So it is mentioned in the Stages of the Path literature that amongst all ideas, the idea of impermanence is the most powerful. So whether reflection on impermanence will really help us or not, is something that you have to discover for yourself. You have to think about it, try it out, and see, when you're at times when you are completely absorbed, preoccupied, with the happiness of this life, when things are going well, or when you're feeling down and disturbed, then try it out and see, when you meditate and you reflect on the impermanence of things and events and in life, see whether it helps or not. So this is something you have to discover for yourself.
Okay. 그시 안고 가서 쉬는 낭실에 빼나 미답에 낭신 삼로 다인도 가나 가서를 보기 섬는 섬슈게 하시 다 던다 딘데지 구구여래 디마도 야 그 미답에 낭신 쓰도 야 섬 껴대 하시 다 개말해 너 미답에 낭신 섬 당시 가서를 보 아 너 미답에 낭신 이제 섬로 당시 아니 지금 다 섬로 보겠다 제 쉬와서 하시 교화제시 말해도 중단이 다동은 지금 섬슈게 하시 연구여래 존중게 섬슈게 지금 약보시 써먹고 나니 뒤로거래 다가나신 참바게 자와게 가는 슈바나시래 진달라 아니 편도시유 용대바시래
Meditating on impermanence, a correct reflection and meditation on impermanence will not lead to further depression. Would not lead to further unhappiness. A real reflection, a correct reflection on impermanence is very helpful for the mind. It really calms the mind. And on top of that, it gives courage. Correct reflection on impermanence gives courage and determination. It can also lead to strengthening of one's love and so forth.
또다또배 배잖아 되네. 배나. 소래 다 라니 선이 시그레 세지다 변나 즉 다시 충바이나 다 선이 시그레 선 충바이나 콩도 사람이도 와 미샤마로 콩도 사람이도 와 변나 빼대 샤바이나 다 라니 선이 시그레 나바이나 어 미들 콩도 선이 같이 오래 쓴 거로 봐 빼샤나
For example, if we understand that, let's say we may die tomorrow, or no, here we have this strong idea that I'm going to die tomorrow, then suddenly we find no reason to get upset anymore. What's the point? Yeah? What's the point of getting angry anymore? Yeah? If we know that for sure we're going to die tomorrow, let's say, right? And if we understand, let's say we're going to die soon, let's say tomorrow, no? Let's say, then you see, we are able to let go, no? Let's say, of one's possessions and house. No? You see, there's no point. Eh? If you know it's going to go, it's easy, no? So if you really know how to think about impermanence, this will be the experience. Yeah. And then when with that kind of mindset, then I think you know whatever remaining lifespan we have, we'll use it more meaningfully. So you know, one understands that life is short. So what's the point of living it in a miserable way? What's the point of living it being unhappy all the time? You know? And what's the point of accumulating non-virtue? It's pointless, yeah. So such thoughts arise due to reflections on impermanence. And also, we may also develop thoughts of, engaging in virtue, yeah. And doing things that will make oneself really calm and peaceful, and also one may also think about doing stuff that will be of help to others. So there's a correction to be made about the boundaries of mind generation in terms of the boundary. So there are four, isn't it? So the first one, as it is, I don't know how to translate this, but the bodhicitta that comes from belief. Yeah. Okay, the bodhicitta comes from belief. So that's the first one. So that exists on the Mayana path of accumulation and the Mayana path of preparation. And the second one is the superior intent mind generation, so that exists on the path of seeing. And then the third one, in the last lesson I said that it was the... So the second one, which is the pure superior intent mind generation, I said it was on the path of seeing. So you should amend that and change it to the first to the seventh ground. First to the seventh ground. Then the mind generation existing on the three pure grounds, the 8, 9, and 10 grounds, is the fully ripened mind generation. Then the fourth one, the obscuration, abandoning mind generation, is the mind generation that exists on the Buddha ground. So what I said about the boundaries in the last lesson should be erased and replaced with this.
New one.
Okay, another thing to note is these two words, bodhicitta and mind generation. A lot of times it means the same thing, and a lot of times they are used interchangeably. A lot of times, but there is indeed a difference between the two. So bodhicitta and mind generation. So bodhicitta exists from the minor path of accumulation up to the 10th ground. So in the continuum of bodhisattva, whereas the minor mind generation exists from the minor path of accumulation up to enlightenment. Yeah.
Okay,
Okay, we finish with the benefits of the benefits of this mind generation, both aspirational and engaged. So in verse 20, in the last lesson, I said perhaps it may be a source for stating the benefits of aspirational bodhicitta, but I think in the commentary, it seems to be seems clear that verse 20 is an explanation of the benefits, is related to the benefits of engaged bodhicitta. So verse 20 is essentially saying that the Buddha himself stated the benefits of engaged bodhicitta in the sutra requested by Subahu. So it is said that the Buddha in this sutra talked about the immeasurable benefits of bodhicitta, for the sake of those who are of the indefinite Hinayana lineage. Next is establishing that aspirational bodhicitta and engaged bodhicitta does have those benefits as stated. Yeah. So first is establishing with reasoning, the benefits of aspirational bodhicitta. Verses 21 and 22 establishing that aspirational bodhicitta does indeed have those benefits. If even the thought to relieve sentient beings of merely a headache possesses the attitude to benefit and possesses boundless merit, then what need is there to mention the desire to dispel the boundless unhappiness of each sentient being and to accomplish boundless good qualities of every single one of them?
Mm-hmm. 침다 저거 부모 다 부시세 침다 지금 부시세 또 돈다 아니 지금 부디 다 돈다 야소라 누구 랭가 도야시 아니 지 랭가 도도 가나 아니 지 가소다 아니 지 아메 다 마 아니 부디라 아니 지 강발 주시 다 돈다 아니다 마도르시스 다 다 고치다다 야소도도 가나 다 출로에 다 냥가 소라 냥가 다 망부인구에서 다 부디 강발 주시 다 아니 아마 무시 다 만들었을 시다. 근데 나별로 티셔 아니 뒤에 누가나 보고도 아니 콘도 사셨다 아니 가서래. 나 아니지 아 뒤에지 누굴랑 가져야지도 지난 아니 강보 주시 무시 안 땀시 마시고 차버렸어. 차송 근데 납치 아니 보고 트셔다 아니 가서래. 아 아니 아메 고라다 돈자 쉬어야
So once there was this householder, a lay person, who wanted to, you know, explore the oceans, and so that he can find some treasure. So his mother got to hear about this and pleaded. With the son, you know, telling him that he shouldn't go because it's very dangerous. So the mother was crying and kind of grabbing his legs, you know, not allowing him to go. So the son got upset, you know, and basically scolded his mother and said, you know, all this talk of yours and, you know, holding on to me and crying is really inauspicious, yeah. And then he then kicked his mother on the head.
What took she? That in that on the shoes, Tonda in that corner, that Jasona, that Napoleon took sin, Chimber, Tinde Chinche, and it takes Tonda Jasu Patrin to Gala, Tushin, that developed in Chimbering Mother, the singing Tushin, that Tonama six cheta, Pesenta, Anishita, Domatore, Senacoran, that to sing Pangle Tumbuchi, Juche, and it took Sinta. 링든 타지를 내시. 딜레도 가라 도마 말레도 가라 직다 원에 직 총결 이도마 다 직 약보로 식통 알아봐. 안 딜레 파 직 아니 직 파 딜레 파 직 조인도 가라 디자라 직 가서 그 짝이 아니 직 짝이 콜로도 딜레 직 통치 아니 짝이 콜로도 때마 타오다 아니 그런 게 꼬라 중시 아니 직다 솔라메 동안 용봤어.
So he kicked his mother on the head, and he left, and proceeded to, you know, proceeded into the ocean to look for treasure. But somehow, the ship, for whatever reason, began to sink and split into half. But he was able to get a hold of some planks, which are remains of the ship, you know. And he floated and floated, and one day he was swept, and he managed to find dry land. He came onto this island. So initially, the island looked very pretty and attractive, very pleasant. Yeah. Then he saw this spinning iron wheel. You know. So immediately upon seeing that spinning iron wheel, that iron wheel descended on his head and started, you know, cutting his head. You know. And of course, then he felt so much pain. Yeah.
Oh, that's the name of the 랑기 파마라다 딘데 집에 찡기다 코리아가 코랑게 삼아 코르투기요래 아따 디스 체제 동아 빠도면 요도 원래 코랑게 삼아다 다 동아 빠보는 요한테 나 나시 다 아니 지 딘데기다 딕바 체제 아니 고라다 코로 코르체 딘데 동아 요한테 탐지기 아니 지 딕바 타고 쇼스 다 동아 요한테 라떼네 다 딘데시다 삼아 코르 코르바레스 어디네 근데 삼로 코제 삼로 코마타도 아니지 딱 코제 아니 시제 아니지 삼바 근데 덥지 못 집에 덥기 아니 근데 시제 다 사유도 깨발해서 다 돈다 됐음 거야.
So you know the iron, the spinning iron, when descended on his head, and then of course then you know started you know cutting his head, and then he felt of course so much pain. But then he realized you know, that this is his the ripening of his own karma, you know, ripening of his kicking his mother on the head. So he understood it. He knew that it was definitely that was the case. You know. So then he generated the thought, oh, may my experience of this immense pain and headache, you know, be a substitute, you know, for all the suffering of others, you know, who have to bear, who have to experience something similar to him, yeah. And may my experience of this intense pain, you know, purify those the negative karmas of others, you know, who have created a similar karma. So immediately upon having that thought, yeah, the pure virtuous thought, you know, then he passed away, and then he was reborn in the celestial realm. So this is the story behind verse number 21, which says, if even the thought to relieve sentient beings of merely a headache possesses the attitude of benefit and possesses boundless merit. So our parents are immeasurably kind to us, and for us, they are very powerful object because of their immense kindness. Yeah. So the lesson that we can draw from this story is that we have to take good care of our parents and be respectful of them.
So that's when I was reading the story, then I remember one thing. You know, when I don't remember, but my mother was telling me the story. I don't know. 3-4 years ago, she was telling a story one day in my room. So at that time, I was maybe just 2 years old, 2.5, 2 years, I don't know, when I was young. So my mother and father, they already planned to go to India from Nepal. No, so when they go to India, that time they have to walk for 1 week to reach to the border, then they take bus, I don't know. So like that. I think when I was two years, I think she said 2.5, something like that. So so they already planned to go to India, I don't know, for business, I don't know, something like that. So then, so they left me behind, so, and they will go out. You know, they want to leave me with my grandmother, when I was 2 years old, something like that. So then, My grandparents' house is quite long distance, maybe 2 to 3 hours walking distance from my home. So there's another place. So I think she said she put me there, no? So then after that, I don't know, 1 or 2 days then, she's supposed to, and she brought me that my grandparents' house, then she left. She said, then after 2 days or 1 day, I don't know, she's supposed to leave, go to India. Then then my mother has dream. She dreamed about me, you know. She dreamed about me, then she said, mother, don't go, you know, holding her leg like that, you know. You know, then she, I really cry and holding her leg, you know, please don't go like that. She had this dream. She, that night she had dreams, so next morning she's supposed to go, you know, the holy plan. So, but somehow she don't feel comfortable then. Then she didn't go to India. Then she went back to the grandparent house and pick up me, you know, and then she decided not to go all her trip like that. So, of course, I don't remember anything. No, I did cry or whole, I don't know what. So then my mother canceled all her trip. Then after, I don't know, after 1 week, then my mother said, I was so sick, almost dying like that, you know. Very, very sick. Then she mentioned that if she left, I will be dead. She was telling me. Then I feel really, really kind of her, you know, because of this. She sacrificed her whole trip, you know. So then she just, because of her dream, so she canceled her trip, and then because of that, you know, then she did mention, oh, if I go, you will be dead, she said. So I feel quite touched when mother told me this story. So I didn't cry, but really touched there. So. So, yeah, so I mean, just a simple thing, you know, the mother, what she did. You know, they really sacrificed for us. So I think for everyone's sake, you know, somewhere, somehow, they did, you know. Had lost, you know, they sacrificed their life for us. So, so here, when I was reading that, you know, this story, then holding leg like that, I remember about my mother told her, just, yeah, all like that. Oh, Tokshini, Chazan, Tare, Tire, Chazan, Pama said, Shadagita, Chinchi Mushakiore, Chazan, Katuinati, Kati Samkoe, and Kantutu, and Kubachiwe, Shepishuwe.
So yeah, our parents are immeasurably kind, yeah, to us. So as much as possible, we have to take care of them.
Yeah.
Then back to this householder who's who just merely generated the thought, you know, that his experience, you know, the pain to be a substitute, you know, for all those who have similar karma. It was just as simple a thought as that, you know. But due to that thought, he passed away from that life, was freed from that pain, and was reborn as a worldly god, yeah, in the celestial realms.
Or today, zang ta ti shuk de la tong da. Or ti samba te zam jia ba la. Ani chi ta pen today yu na ta ka suar ta po ge. Ani chi sta ka suar ta. Ta nang ka da ni me sim zhe tam zhe sam ma dang chi. Ani nang ka da ni me sim zhe tam zhe re re te nang ki. Ani me zhe be dong a bao du me ba. Ani chi sa wa de ba. Ani chita, ani tetanama, tatu with your bottle, never. Ani chick. 아니 두발 더 발라 아니 선아 빠도 매바 여바디 아니 매면 거 발에 스타터다 지승고요 쇼로 심하디
If such a mere thought of has that much benefit, yeah, that much benefit, then it goes without saying that having the intention, you know, to free all the numberless sentient beings whose number is like the limitless sky, you know, you're having, and it goes without saying, there's an intention to free all these sentient beings from their suffering and to establish them in the highest happiness. It goes without saying that such a thought would have boundless benefit.
독신이 세상 까발라 팀부터 가자니 삼로 코로바 잡는 것도 편도 여말에 세시 담아도 남기 팀부터 삼로 코아 좀 가래 편도 여 세시 것도 어딘데 매발에 러면 몇 세대 곧 저번 년에 제 무슨 말씀 봐 있나요 심지 탐지 좀 두발 차오 안 심지 좀 산지 거고 토발 차오 뭐는 쓴 조만 많이 시켜 봐 있나 안 편도 시용 대바지 숨겨 대 까발라 먼저 삼로 땅바 좀 가래 편도 여 숨겨 밀라 가래 편도 여
Many a times, you know, people wonder and people even ask, you know, I mean, what benefit can there be in just having a thought, you know? I mean, it's a good thought, but, you know, how can there be any real benefit, right? But you can see, you know, that this is not the case in if we are talking about actual bodhicitta. So if one is able to generate the actual the uncontrived, the fully qualified, you know, actual realization of bodhicitta. Although this bodhicitta may not be conjoined, directly conjoined with any of the bodhisattva deeds, but just that pure actual bodhicitta itself will bring about boundless benefit here. Then continuing with the benefits of aspirational bodhicitta, who has such an altruistic intention as this? Do even fathers and mothers have it? Do the gods and sages? Does even Brahma have it?
어떻게니? 다 통다, 다 먼저 떠나간다. 그래서네, 다 지대나 먼저 파마스도 야부타 대시, 로 파마스도 상벌에 즉 다 대신 거로 파마스에 대한 같이 신벌 상벌에 다 대기열에 이나양, 그런 게 파마 된줄 그런 게 부디라 아니 삼모단도 가라, 야나 부디 체령화, 야나 냄이바, 야나 농수차와, 야나 온당차와, 딘데이지 삼모단지 마도 로와 아니지 푸디라 아니지 다 가서래 대점지 마도 시에 지다 산지 푸디자 산지 고공 토벌 차오 님들 삼바 하람 깨 매바레스 그러 삼바 삼부 지당 것도 삼월에 타기 어디 있나요 진짜 심리 깨 요마레스 다
Parents, fathers and mothers are usually considered an authority in one's in life in general and considered good people and kind, isn't it? And they do have good intentions for their children, you know. But what do they wish for? Generally, you know, they wish for their children to have long lives and good health, to have wealth and prosperity, and to have power. But that's about it, yeah. I mean, they don't wish the children to achieve enlightenment, isn't it?
Oh, that's all. 근데 샘디 아 파마 상보 진주라야 게요 말레스 어떻신 따던다 파마 가주 상보이네 진주줄라 미도 가스 따던다 전주 샘면 샘세 게 미도 가스
So of course the parents in general have these good thoughts and good intentions for their children but they don't have the aspiration of bodhicitta they don't have such an intention
어떻게 다 대라죠 어디 양 변한테 내기도 하다 파마 진족이 다 딘데 아니 지금 미셔버렸어 다 전주 쌤들이 깨버렸어 신기요 말했어 다 떤다 어 재산 맞춰버렸어 신기 밤에 신기 말했어 재산 다 맞춰버렸어 어딘데 시양 지금 마셔버렸어 아니 선물 맞던 말했어 시다 떤다
Well, you could say that the parents do not think about bodhicitta because they do not know that such a thing exists, yeah? And they do not know how to generate such a thought. Then the gods and the rishis who are said to possess supernatural powers, and such as the various kinds, various types of clairvoyances and so forth, even they do not have bodhicitta. Well, you could say that, parents, they don't have bodhicitta because they do not know what bodhicitta is, they do not know how to go about developing it. Yeah. But even the gods and the rishis, the sages who are said to possess supernatural powers and really, superhuman abilities, even such beings do not have bodhicitta. So most of the gods and the celestial beings, the worldly gods, yeah, including Nagas, they have superhuman abilities, isn't it? Supernatural abilities, powers, different kinds of, some can read the minds of others, some can look into the past and what have you, but nevertheless, they don't have bodhicitta. So the point is, they don't even have the thought thinking, I must achieve omniscience in order to accomplish the welfare of others. They don't even have the aspiration of bodhicitta.
Okay,
so you could say that these gods and sages do not have bodhicitta because they do not have the thought of benefiting others. Yeah, but what about Brahma? What about Brahma? So Brahma, so in order to be born as Brahma, one must have cultivated the practice of the four immeasurables. But in the case of Brahma, who has cultivated the practice of the four immeasurables, he doesn't have bodhicitta. He doesn't even have the thought that I will achieve full enlightenment in order to accomplish the welfare of others. So essentially the verse is saying that, you know, the parents now who are generally asserted to be an authority in life and someone to look up to and someone who is kind and so forth. Parents in general don't have bodhicitta, neither do the gods or the powerful ones, they don't have bodhicitta. Even Brahma doesn't have bodhicitta. So you have the four immeasurable thoughts. One of which is the immeasurable love. So love is the thought wanting others to have happiness. And such love is an antidote to malice or ill will. Then compassion is the thought of wishing others to be free from suffering. And this is a antidote for number two, not violence, the word is number two. I forgot my mental factors. Yeah, I think it's belligerence, which is a derivative of anger. So compassion is an antidote for that. Then you have joy, immeasurable joy. Joy, which is the thought, not wanting others to be separated, from happiness. So joy is the antidote to dislike. Then you have equanimity, which is wanting sentient beings to be free of the afflictions. So equanimity is an antidote to afflictions such as anger and attachment.
Oh, 창주 샘고메라 아니지 아니 딩월라 니제 공고래 니제 약보지 용월라 월라 쳔메 쳔메 시든지 약보지 공고야 알아봐.
So in order to be able to meditate on Bodhicitta, one must first have meditated and cultivate, you know, compassion. And in order to have a good meditation and cultivation of compassion, one that must be preceded by a good cultivation of love. Yeah. Even if we are not able to practice exactly as it is taught in the stages of the Path of Enlightenment in the Lamrim literature, but for us, we can just, you know, think that, you know, in relation to all sentient beings, we can have the thought wanting everyone to be happy and wanting everyone to be free from suffering. If we have that kind of thought from the heart, you know, then that for us, again, is love and compassion.
Yeah.
Then we can then also think, you know, to have the feel from the heart, you know, that may everyone not be parted from happiness, and may everyone, you know, be and may everyone be free of the afflictions.
Yeah.
So these are the four. They are love, compassion, joy, and equanimity. So if we can, you know, if we're able to, you know, we think about these things, and then, you know, a good reflection, just a good reflection, you know, can bring up, you know, some thoughts of love, compassion, joy, and equanimity. Yeah. And these thoughts, just merely upon their arisal, will have an effect on our malice, anger, and so forth. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Just the mere arising of these thoughts can lessen whatever, you know, anger or so forth.
Yeah.
So with these reflections, then we can reduce our anger and attachment. And only when we have reduced our anger attachment somewhat, that the thought of wanting to help others, to benefit others, can arise. So I mean, sometimes people will wonder, is there any actual real benefit in just by sitting there and just generating some good intention? For example, you know, just sit there and kind of hope, may others be happy. You know, is there any actual benefit? You know? So if you think about it, there's actual benefit, yeah. Because when we think about this, then the mind does can change, yeah. The mind does change, yeah. So then, you know, when all afflictions have decreased somewhat, and then the thought of wanting to be of benefit, to do something for others, can then arise, yeah. So that is the benefit, isn't it? People do wonder, there's all these instructions on developing bodhicitta and so forth. There's so much to do, and it's difficult, yeah. So, at the end of the day, what should one do, yeah? So, I mean, this is the way to start, isn't it? Yeah. At our level, this is something that is within our reach, something practical. It's not that we're not able to think of love and compassion. It is possible, isn't it? We just have to sit down and then just try to, yeah, think along those lines of wanting others to be happy, whoever it is, including the enemy, and wanting others to be free from suffering, including the enemy. Yeah. I mean, of course, now when it gets down to the actual practice and actual work, you know, then of course it is challenging. But at the initial level, and when we start to change our own mind, that is possible, yeah. That is possible. And at this level, it doesn't require us to actually, you know, stand up and then go and actually do something, you know. So we just have to sit down and then, you know, change, you know, our way of thinking first, yeah.
Yeah, that one is easy, yeah. Huh? You just sit down and think, that's all. Huh? You don't need to do much. Huh? You make your nice, comfortable cushion, sit down, you just think. Huh? Simple is that, so. Huh? Can? Oh no. Because you can't. What did you say? Tire. Ocha zang ta tie nye kat nye sam tire. Pena chamba kumgi ne. Zawa kumgi ne re. Karasu ne ta chik. Kawa kumgi ne. Tanyo kumgi ne re. Taki shuwa na shi re.
So as I said earlier, whether you're talking about love or compassion, yeah. But the strongest the thought to have at the beginning is thinking about impermanence, yeah. But how we ourselves are impermanent, it is integrating in every moment, and how our loved ones and our the people that we don't like, they are also changing in every moment. In fact, they're disintegrating in each moment. Yeah. So with these thoughts of impermanence as the basis, it will then be much easier if we then contemplate on love and compassion. Yeah. So this is something that every one of us has to do for ourselves. Now, we have to put aside the time and sit down, whatever, and reflect. We have to turn inward and then reflect. You know. So if we don't think about it for ourselves, if we don't really sit down and contemplate, and of course nothing will happen, no change. Yeah. So we have to try for ourselves, and then we look, you know, and see whether we experience any change or not. You know, put aside like no less than 5 minutes, for example. If those beings have not even dreamt before of such an attitude for their own welfare in their dreams, how can they generate it for the welfare of others? So sentient beings such as parents in general, then the gods and the sages and even Brahma, even these sentient beings have never ever wanted enlightenment for their own sake, and not even in their dreams, then how is it possible that they would have bodhicitta? They would have actual bodhicitta. How is it possible that they will ever think of achieving omniscience to accomplish the welfare of
others?
Such a mind of welfare of sentient beings does not arise even for their own sake. An outstanding jewel of the mind, an unprecedented wonder, is born.
Yes. 심지 신다 랑기 튼두야 기지 잠이 미중의 찬주 삼번 남나 심지 타다기 때와 두바던 동아 번에 좀 산제 톱톱이 동아 톱톱이 심 강 심지린 진 캐바디 외매미 매도 좀 와서식 충받디라 신다 진이 와서 손에 배버 샤오 쓰시도
So the commentary says that this precious superior mind of the bodhisattvas that wishes to attain enlightenment in order to place all sentient beings in happiness and for all sentient beings to abandon all of their suffering has not been generated even for a moment by other sentient beings for themselves. No? So others should also regard the generation of this praiseworthy, exalted mind that has not arisen before as praiseworthy, and they should strive in it. So Bodhicitta, which is an exalted mind, really very special mind. If it really arises in anybody's mind, it would be such a wonder. It would really be praiseworthy. And the arising of such an actual bodhicitta has to arise also due to relying on the Mahayana virtuous friend. So it is said that in the celestial realms, there are wish fulfilling trees. Yeah. So generating bodhicitta is, you can liken generating bodhicitta to finding and having a wish fulfilling tree on this planet. So wish-fulfilling trees are said to exist in the God realms, yeah. And if you look at the commentaries on the practice of offering the mandala, so it is explained that the wish-fulfilling trees are, basically the wish-fulfilling tree is made of the very material of a wish-fulfilling tree are precious jewels, yeah. Like the roots are made of gold and lapis lazuli and different kinds of jewels. And then, you know, the fruits, you know, of the tree are also jewels like diamonds and so forth. Yeah. And it is wish fulfilling in that, you know, whatever you ask of it, you know, whatever you think, whatever you desire, you know, whatever wealth you want, and so forth, you know, and then, you know, the tree can bestow on those, you know. So such are said to be, to exist in the celestial God realms. Yeah. So bodhicitta is likened to a wish fulfilling tree in that when it arises, then it can fulfill all one's hopes.
So about the tree, I went to the Sai Baba place long time ago. You know, Sai Baba, the Hindu Lama, the Hindu master. Long time ago, 1980, I just went to see there. I went there for holiday, you know, just because it's very cheap. You know, also, all the food are free, room are only 6 rupees, something like that. So I spent there 3 days. So that time I went to his place to see that there's one tree on the hill. So people said, this is the tree, you know, whatever you wishes, you can get from there. You know, that Sai Baba, he manifests. If you want banana, or you pick up the tree, will give the banana. You want apple, you will get the apple, you know. So there's one tree near his cave, mentioned that. So there's the wishful filling tree. I'm just that. I'm not saying that is the real one. I'm not saying that. They mentioned that. No. So there are different kinds of super knowledges here. In simple English, superhuman abilities. Yeah. So magical powers, I'm not talking about magical powers. No. Of course, the best kind of magical powers arise from having certain levels of concentration. But one can also have magical powers, no, by reciting mantras. Magical powers can also arise by depending on external substances. Yeah. External substances. So that there, that so so they said it to thing is gone. That thing is gone by the ten, that so to stop and one is at the call. Nobody ever you have a team by it.
So the magical powers that arise from meditating on concentration is the real deal, and it is also very powerful.
What Trisha, that tip, what tip about with Trisha, that medicine, that number similar, any pain yoba say, that on that it be debate, that didn't say, dinamata, juxim, that tip, pain yoba, did it be debate, mental.
So next is establishing that the engaged bodhicitta, establishing the validity of the benefits of engaged bodhicitta.
Jamatila Pesenta, Liu Tambu Pesetta, Roshi, Roxman Loshai, or Tuxet in the Shanata, Messimi Pain Chabare at the Tinamata, Juxim Pain Chetta, Zenda Jamatila, Liu Tambusai, or Tuxet.
Okay, I think we'll stop here for today. In the next lesson, we will finish the rest of Chapter 1.
Any question?
I have a few questions. Now that Ken Rinpoche is explaining the difference of the two types of bodhicitta, aspiring bodhicitta and engaged bodhicitta, I want to clarify. In the earlier verses, like starting from verse 9, when it says the moment an awakening mind arises, you are called a child of the Sukhatas. And those few verses that follow, yeah, before the divisions of the bodhicitta was explained, that bodhicitta that's referred to, that mind of enlightenment, are we talking about aspirational, or are we talking about engaged bodhicitta?
That one, yeah. General
yeah, bodhicitta. Bodhicitta in general, but yes. So it means both of them together, or?
Can be. General
okay. Okay, then the other thing I wanted to ask is that, is it possible to generate engaged bodhicitta without generating aspirational bodhicitta, and to enter the path, like if we want to start on the path of accumulation, are we talking necessarily of engaged bodhicitta, or can you say that a bodhisattva who has aspirational bodhicitta can also enter, you know, qualify to enter the path in that sense? I actually have two questions, like, because we have two types of bodhicitta, right? Aspirational and engaged. So I'm just wondering whether we must generate aspirational first before we progress to engage, or for some, you know, maybe students with high faculties, you know, they go direct to engage bodhicitta. So I wanted to know whether you need to go through generating the mind of aspirational bodhicitta first. Then the second thing is, in terms of entering the Mahayana path, are we talking only of someone who has actually generated engaged bodhicitta? Because Ken Rinpoche said in the last lesson, you know, there's one aspirational bodhicitta that goes from path of accumulation to, you know, to the higher grounds and so on. So it's a little, I'm slightly confused and not clear.
Confused?
Yeah.
Why,
yes.
Why are you confused?
I'm just wondering whether, you know, to enter the path.
Okay, I understand
yeah,
your question.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the
I
two
got,
things.
I
thank
got
you.
Your question.
Thank you.
But I don't know the answer.
So what I heard, this is what I heard. So basically, is there an order in the generation of the two bodhicittas? And second, do you need engaged bodhicitta to enter the Mahayana path?
It's two questions, huh? Toshimi. Chazanta, Mamba Simje in that, Juba Simje in that, the Simje Sinjaba Chagio, the Tambo, Nika Simje, Roa. Did this Simje, Gila de Mekansa, that Tabachimo Kansama to Mamma, that on the.
So whether we are, whether it's an aspirational mind generation or engaged mind generation, both are fully qualified mind generations. And whoever has it is a Mahayanist. And it is 101% sure that these such mind generations do not exist in the continuum of those who have not entered the path.
Okay? Okay. So
As to whether aspirational bodhicitta, you know, must precede engaged bodhicitta or not. In the first place, this is a very big question, and it is something that is not straightforward and not clear in the text. Yeah. But I seem to remember seeing somewhere that aspirational bodhicitta must first arise.
So I
remember seeing something like this. The first mind generation that arises is the aspirational bodhicitta. But I don't remember exactly which text. But of course, as to what this statement means is another thing. But it is clear in the text that so it is clear in the text that the mind generation in the continuum of Bodhisattva superior who is in meditative equipoise is aspirational bodhicitta.
So, with
a couple of things to think about here. So, it is said, right? I said I remember reading this text which says that the first mind generation, the initial mind generation that arises is the aspirational mind generation, or aspirational bodhicitta. Yeah. But it is also said that one enters the minor path with realization of karma abiding. Yeah. So having said that, then the question is, what about the bodhicitta? Is bodhicitta achieved while in meditative equipoise? And if so, then that makes the initial bodhicitta aspirational.
I'm not making any conclusion here. I'm just throwing the idea. But I'm not making this is right here. I'm not saying this is the right. I'm just making open dialogue. Open dialogue for you to find out more. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, I'll finish here.